And these two disciples now follow. And Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted Master, where do you dwell? And he said unto them, Come and see. That's his invitation to you today. Come and see. Taste of the Lord and see whether he's good or not. They came and saw where he dwelt, abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. Notice how we geared into time. It was late in the evening. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Now, Andrew had been a follower of John the Baptist. What does he do first? He goes after his own brother Simon, saith unto him, We found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Now this man had been as weak as water. Our Lord says, You'll be the stone man. And I think everybody laughed there that day because nobody believed he could become the rock man, the man who'd stand up on the day of Pentecost and give the first sermon in the church. Verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. That's up on the Sea of Galilee. Again, we're dealing with geography, you see. And we know that Andrew and Peter, all of them lived up there. They were fishers. And Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We found him who Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael, he's a wiseacre. He makes a wise crack here. And Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, Philip said. That's who he is. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And I think he laughed at his own joke, by the way. But Philip didn't. Philip saith unto him, Come and see. And that's the thing. Come to Christ. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite in whom is no guile. Here's an Israelite in whom there's no Jacob. You see, this man was a wisecracker, but he didn't mean anything by it. A great many people kid, and they don't mean a thing in the world by it at all. I always like the man with the sense of humor. I'm afraid of the man who doesn't have the sense of humor, like Nathanael, you know. And Nathanael's overcome by him. An Israelite in whom there's no Jacob. He's not being clever. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. The Lord Jesus had two doubters that were his apostles. One at the beginning, that's Nathanael. One at the end, that's Thomas. This man now, a doubter, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He confesses immediately. He's the Son of God, King of Israel. That's still a question for many folk. How can any good come out of Nazareth? He spent 30 years there.